Is my yoke breaking limits? Let's rise on our feet this morning, lifting up our voices, celebrating the King of Kings for the blessings of seeing a brand new month. Let's lift up our voice this morning. Let's give him thanks. Let's bless his holy name on how far he has taken us. Father, we thank you. Somebody lift up your hands this morning. Worship him from the depth of your heart. Thank him for the wonders of his visitation since the year began. Father, we thank you for the blessings of life. Father, we thank you. For we slept and we awoke this morning because the Lord has sustained us. For the sustaining grace that we have enjoyed since the year began, let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Let's give him all the praise because him alone is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of adoration. Somebody lift up your voice this morning and worship him from the depth of your heart. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we give you all the praise. We thank you for the signs. We thank you for the wonders. We thank you for your healing hands, O Lord. We thank you for the deliverances. We give you all the praise. We thank you for answers to our prayers. We thank you for the massive ingathering of multitudes, massive salvation of souls across our harvest field. To you alone be all the glory. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of the Most High God. Let's give him thanks this morning. Father, we celebrate your outstretched hand that has continued to preserve the faithful since the year began. To you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the praise. Once again, in the same attitude of thanksgiving this morning, let's commit this morning engagement into his hands. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to have his way as we cry unto him. All our desires, all our expectations shall receive instant answers in the name of Jesus. And as the word comes this morning, every issues of concern, every outstanding demand upon heaven this morning from this exalted prayer altar shall receive instant answer in the name of Jesus. Come have your way again, O Lord. Come have your way again, O Lord. From the depth of our heart, we thank you for the blessing of a new month. And we know, Lord, this month, your greatness shall manifest upon us. Lift up your holy hands, celebrate him, give him thanks, bless him, because he has heard us again. He's here in our midst to do us good this morning. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Let's give Jesus a big hand as we welcome the priest.
You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the mighty God. So great I am. You are greater than the greatest. Travel on to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You are the mighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. One more time, sing. You are the mighty. Ascribe glory to you, Lord. Greater than the greatest.
Alleluia.
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 You are marvelous, yeah. 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 You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
My year of breaking limit. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise and please be seated. We'll be rising up shortly to commence our intercession by praying, saying, Father, let this siege of coronavirus turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth. Amen. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 37, say, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou hast turned their heart back again. Let's rise on our feet this morning as together we take this prayer from the depth of our saying, Father, let this siege of coronavirus turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, our God, we are praying this morning that this siege of coronavirus turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth. This is our heart cry this morning. This is our heart cry this morning. That this coronavirus will turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across than nations of the earth. Oh living God, this morning we pray that this siege of coronavirus will turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth. Men and women will begin to seek and pant after the living God, the true God, the most high God. Oh God of heaven, this is a heart cry. Somebody praying this morning, lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Father, let this siege of coronavirus turn the hearts of men and women, old and young, oh God, back to the living God across the nations of the earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men and women will begin to pant and seek after the living God across the nations of the earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you still praying? Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession? Pray in faith, pray in understanding, and equally pray in the language of the Holy Ghost, our Father, our God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this siege of coronavirus, COVID-19, turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let it be a reason why men and women, the young, the old, the elderly, the children, will begin to seek and pant after the living God across the nations of the earth. Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession? You are praying in understanding, you are equally praying in the Holy Ghost. Father, let this siege of coronavirus turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God, the true God, the only wise God across the nations of the earth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray in faith, pray in understanding, equally pray in the Holy Ghost. You are praying loudly, confidently this morning, because we are praying unto our Father that let this siege of coronavirus turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth. This is a heart cry, oh God, that this siege of coronavirus will turn the hearts of men and women back to the living God across the nations of the earth. Now begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Le boshante koprate ale kazia andole broto sandia guraba le zizando kabradi eto shata le kandala ne sandia reketo zonati kalo santa ina sanda gerodo sandia bosotam brate le koza bale kotande bazia e zona eto rata tando labrado zolekeado zozianiato sanda ilado santialo le cosaniato santa labrada. Lift up your hands, appreciate him this morning. The Lord has heard us. Give him glory, give him honor, because it is done in Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. Next, we shall be praying. And this time we're saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree instant rescue for every nation of the earth under the siege of coronavirus. Amen. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 and 12. The scripture says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. It says, turn you to your strongholds, ye prisoners of hope. Please rise on your feet. Join me this morning. And together we lift up our voices saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree instant rescue for every nation of the earth under the siege of coronavirus. Let's together lift up our voices as we engage in this line of intercession this morning. We are asking the Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree instant deliverance for every nation of the earth under the siege and the plague of coronavirus. We decree their liberty, Lift up your voice and let's pray with passion and with faith in our hearts. Let's together lift up our voices. Father, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus, we decree this morning instant rescue. We decree instant deliverance for every nation of the earth under the siege of this deadly virus. We decree liberty in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Let's decree boldness and confidence. Let's decree full assurance of heaven's answers, even this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree instant rescue. We decree instant deliverance for every nation of the earth under the siege of this demonic plague. We decree liberty by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Remember, it is written, ye shall decree a thing, it shall be established. Let's together this morning decree the rescue of the nations. Let's decree the rescue of the nations in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb. Father, even this morning, we decree the rescue, supernatural rescue and deliverance from the siege of coronavirus for every nation of the earth under this demonic plague. Lift up your voice. Let's pray with passion. Let's pray with confidence of answers. We are praying to the God that hears and answers prayers. Father, by the blood of Jesus, even this morning, we decree instant rescue. Enough is enough to the plague of coronavirus tormenting the nations of the earth. Therefore, this morning, as saints of God, we lift up our voices together with faith in our hearts, engaging the power in the blood of the Lamb as we decree instant rescue, instant deliverance for every nation of the earth under this plague, under this siege. We decree turnaround. Lift up your voice. Make sure you are praying from the depth of your heart, even this morning, saying enough is enough to the molestation of this deadly virus upon the nations of the earth. We decree rescue. We decree rescue. We decree rescue. We decree deliverance. Lift up your voice. Remember, he has given you a mouth that cannot be resisted. He has given you a mouth that cannot be contested by satanic forces. Therefore, we decree by the blood of Jesus, rescue for the nations of the earth under the siege of coronavirus. An end has come by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice. You may lift up your hands as we give thanks to the Father. He has heard us again this morning and he has answered our prayers. Father, we give you thanks. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. We'll yet rise again to pray, saying, Father, let there be an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Please let's rise up as we lift up our voice. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival. Outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth. Outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival, an awakening. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival. Let there be an outbreak of revival in the name of Jesus across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Heavenly Father, we pray, let there be an outbreak of revival, an outbreak, an awakening across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice and pray fervently. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth, an outbreak of revival. Jesus, an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Is destroyed by the power from on high. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival, an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth. Outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice. Let heaven register your voice of intercession. Pray with fervency. Pray with faith. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival, an outburst of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Jesus, we pray this morning, let there be an outbreak of revival. Let there be an outbreak of revival, an outburst across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession. Father, outbreak of revival. Let there be an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth. Across the nations of the earth, from the north to the south, to the east to the west, in every hemisphere, in every continent, across every nation. Father, outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice, pray with fervency. Father, let there be an outbreak of revival. Unleash, Lord, an outbreak of revival across the nations of the earth as the scourge of coronavirus is destroyed by the power from on high. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, pray in the Holy Ghost, but ensure your heart is engaged. Lesus eko prelia, meto paladusia, meketo prele tusia kata, etamboro tusiege, maroko balia tuse, rokoto prelusuze kalia, mekuso to prelia. Lift up your hands, give God thanks, and give Him praise. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and please, you may take your seat.
It's my year of breaking limits. This shall be our next prayer line. Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Amen. Let your amen break limits. Amen. In Genesis 18 verse 26, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Let's rise this morning in the light of this scripture as we pray. Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, for the sake of your blood-bought church, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice everywhere in the world and engage confidently on the altar of prayer right now. Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. You have promised not to destroy the righteous with the wicked. Your word said it shall be well with the righteous. Therefore, our Father, we stand strong and put you in remembrance this morning. For the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the elect, for the sake of the righteous, for the sake of your church, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Let the Lord hear your voice. Pray passionately and with fervency this morning. We are standing stronger on the provisions of scriptures. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous scattered everywhere across the nations of the earth, deliver these nations from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Oh God, have respect to the word of your covenant. Our Father, remember your word and stretch forth your hand of deliverance even this morning. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from this scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody's praying this morning. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and heal the land. This is the word of the Lord. Therefore, lift your voice as we pray. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus. Oh God of heaven, for the sake of the righteous, for the sake of your church, for the sake of your elect, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus to the glory and praise of your name. In the name of Jesus, let God hear your voice. Engage with faith in your heart. Reach out to God, praying a prayer that must be answered even this morning. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your heart reach out to God. We are now standing in the gap for the entire nations of the earth, playing your role as a sword and the light of the world. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth. Deliver the nations of the earth. Deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your word be fulfilled that finding 50 righteous men, you will spare the whole place for their sake. Our Father, for the sake of the righteous, deliver the nations of the earth from the scourge of coronavirus. Let your word come to pass. Watch over your word to perform it with awesome deliverance for the entire nations of the earth because of the righteous in the land. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. You can pray in your understanding as well. Our faith on the line. Abonteniala dan taranda la barantaniane. Eshayala babarandama. Alorontum bambaraliala dan sante. Elorodobon shantanaba bantenia. Aba pando. Olorodon sadada. Eliada darabado. Osha babara tandelerede. Leruala bane. Elara bantanande. Eduala bansante. Eshiada gaga. Abontenina. Abara dan santeni. Eluarabam mambandea laganga. Shada abotelida rado atamandiala. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand and give him glory. It is done. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in God's presence.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment we are going to rise to pray. We're saying, Father, as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. Isaiah 58, verse 6 and verse 9. Is not this the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? He said, then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, we are before you this morning. We are asking that as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. He said, when we engage in that fast, then shall we call, and the Lord will answer. We will cry, and he will say, here I am. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Engage the entirety of your heart as you call upon the name of the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we are asking that as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer with faith in your heart. Pray that prayer with confidence in your God. Our Father, as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Our eyes are upon you, Lord. We look unto you today. We are asking, Father, that as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed. Confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Lift your voice and pray that prayer with all that is in your heart. You are praying fervently. You are praying passionately. You are praying wholeheartedly. You are praying with everything within you. Our Father, as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, Lord, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Our eyes are absolutely upon you. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father, as we begin our 3 days of prayer and fasting against the ravaging plague of coronavirus, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. Confirm your word with speed. Make sure you are praying with all that is within you. Lord, confirm your word with speed as you rescue the nations of the earth from destruction. In the name of Jesus, you can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding, but engage your heart and engage your faith. Likote prede ketosusie, ambalako, encantele credia, agalado lebo, embangatala ganado, embrancoche kelosazi, imanana nano, eprakoso susia. Lift up your hand and lift your voice and begin to give glory to God. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. Right now, it's time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before the Almighty God to give expression to our desires right now. As we do so, let's remember Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 12. The Bible says, then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. This is God's promise, and it shall be fulfilled in our lives this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Please rise upon your feet, and let's begin to pray this prayer with every intent and purpose. Begin to open your heart to God. Speak to him right now. Whatever may be the desires of your heart right now, give it expression. And pray confidently, God is here right now to answer us. Make sure you are pouring your heart onto God right now. Whatever those issues might be, God is here for you and me. Give expression to those personal issues of your life and do it in faith. Let's begin to give him thanks right now for answered prayers. Let's thank him. Let's praise him. Let's bless his name. He said he will hearken. God has hearkened. Give him praise and glory. Magnify his name for answered prayers. Father, we thank you today for answered prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant of prayer, it is testimony time. Hallelujah. Let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, breast cancer gone. I came from Tema, Ghana. 2.5 years ago, the doctor said I had cancer of the breast, and I started treatment. After the treatment, the skin under my left breast peeled off. The doctors at Accra Hospital were amazed why my case was worsening instead of improving. I became weak and could not walk properly unless somebody helped me. So my elder sister brought me to Canaan Land on Tuesday. I met the bishop on Thursday and he prayed for me. Then we decided to attend the Spirit Week of Emphasis where I took the communion. Immediately after the communion, God healed me of breast cancer. Hallelujah. All the symptoms vanished. I thank God for healing me. The God of Bishop Oyedepo never fails. The testifies Labi Mensa F. Number two, 36 years deadly heart disease terminated. I grew up to accept that I cannot do what others do due to a deadly heart infection called myocardial infection. Doctors diagnosed it as low blood oxygen supply to the body. This caused my heart to beat faster and subjected me to live in anxiety and fear of death. I was also made to believe by science as a nurse that if it persisted, it could lead to sudden death. I was also told with live drugs, the risk can be reduced. Despite the drugs I took every day, I had received uncountable heart attacks, particularly in the night, and had gaps for air unconsciously, times without number. I was disgraced publicly, feared death in some instances in the hospital where I worked. This led to my conclusion that I couldn't make it in life except through God's intervention. During the last midweek service, I partook of the communion in faith, knowing in my heart that God had addressed my case and put the devil off my life. Since that time, I have not experienced any attack or taken any medication and no trace of the disease anymore. Hallelujah. Now I sleep fearlessly like a baby. To God alone be all the glory. The testifier is for me. Oh, can we rise as we celebrate this God, the doers of these wonders?
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Only our God can do the things we have heard. A heart disease that kept you in fear for 36 years disappeared like a dream of the night. The same way coronavirus will disappear like a dream of the night. When our children hear of it tomorrow, the toddlers today, they say, how? What happened? Corona what? How did they get here? It will pass into oblivion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God lives outside time. If you had been here, our brother would not have done. He said, relax. Time answers to me.
Yes, sir.
I don't answer to time. They say, by now he's thinking. He said, relax. Where did you lay him? Lazarus, come out. And he that was dead came forth. Now, coronavirus is vomited by the earth today.
Amen.
And in the name of the Lord Jesus, will be part of that celebration.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, thank you.
Thank you.
There is no one like you. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. Engage in the power of scriptural declarations in winning the war against coronavirus. What we pray is vital, but what we say after we have prayed is much more critical, because it is what we say after we have prayed that God confirms. Please mind those words. After we have prayed heavy prayer, Lord, I am healed. And then you are done with praying. And somebody say, how now? Well, nothing has really changed. That has nullified the effect of your fervent prayer. You will have what to say. You have said nothing has changed, so nothing is permitted to change. Numbers 14 and verse 28. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. What we say is what God does. What we pray, he hears. But what we say, he does. I know by the privileged revelation of scriptures that coronavirus has no power to remain. Not with the saints of God praying across the nations of the earth. And we are praying in agreement. Nobody wants it. We all want it out yesterday. So, and if two of you shall agree on that as touching anything that they shall ask, It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So we are in agreement. And we are praying to a covenant-keeping God. So coronavirus is gone.
Amen.
It's cursed from the roots.
Amen.
Its name is gone into the oblivion.
Amen.
Truly as I live, as you have said in my ears, even so will I do. He hears when we pray. He only responds to what we say. No matter the heat of the prayer. That's why many, many prayer warriors are worn out. Because they end up saying something contrary to what they have prayed. So they have 40 days of fasting and prayer wasted without a change. In Matthew 12, verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. And you know, the accuser of the brethren accuses them day and night. So every day we are standing trial. So the day of judgment is every day. It's every day. The day of judgment is every day. And what we say is what determines the outcome of the accusation. I'm weak. Then it's confirmed. Weak. I'm just patching. Just patching. No one can make it. Means you can't make it. Can't make it. As you say, they stamp it. Every idle word. God doesn't know slangs. How are you going? Well, so. For everybody in the world, you know what is happening. Do you think nations will recover in the next 20 years? When did you become an economist? That will now be analyzing when they can recover. Israel recovered in 24 hours. The famine was severe. And he said, this time tomorrow. He has the answer to it. Something will turn and life will bounce back on the street.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. God hears what we pray, but he does what we say. Even so will I do unto you. According to scriptures, we have said it over and again, we shall have whatsoever we say, and not just what we pray, what we say. I hear the sound of abundance of rain. That's the kind of Elijah's prayer. He secures the answer, and then he goes to pray. Elijah said to him, get up. Eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. Then he went up, and he went up to the top of Carmel and cast himself into the sea and said, now, Lord, send rain. He had decreed the rain, then he prayed to release it. As the Lord lives, thank God for all of the efforts that governments of nations are making and the help that great nations are contributing towards eliminating this virus. But unto men this may be impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Anybody can project 10 years. I mean, that is by the limitations of man. But when God steps in, it's over. It's over.
Amen.
Therefore, rejoice.
Yes,
because this siege is finally over.
Yes.
This siege is finally over.
Amen.
This siege is finally over.
Amen.
They said, Master, the fig tree that you caused is withered away. How quickly? Behold, the fig tree which thou causest is withered away. He said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, if you shall say to this mountain, this is a mockery of humanity. This is a mockery of humanity. Jesus caused that fig tree because it represents a mockery. As he approached the tree should bear fruit on the spot. That's the Creator approaching. He says, stop that nonsense. No one eats fruit of thee from now, hereafter, forever. These declarations you are hearing from this altar will turn to open manifestations like a dream of the night.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, it's also important for us to know that today is the 1st of April. Our resurrection month. And among the manifestations of resurrection is the opening up of graves.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 27, verse 50 to 53. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went to the holy city and appeared unto many. This month marks the end of this siege.
Amen.
Life is returning back to our streets.
Amen.
Across the nations of the world.
Amen.
We serve our God. Is a God of times and seasons.
Yes.
He's a God of times and seasons. And he makes all things beautiful in his time. The forces that could not keep Jesus in the grave can't keep the world in captivity. So those forces must give way this month.
Amen.
Across all the nations of the earth.
Amen.
And like a dream of the night.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Therefore rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Because the siege is over.
Amen.
Rejoice. Because the siege is over.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Because the siege is over.
Rejoice
because the siege is over. Rejoice because the siege is over. Rejoice because the siege is over. Rejoice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. This is very important. So we are able to say it is enough. You foul spirit of sickness from the pit of hell. It's enough.
Amen.
Stay now thy hand.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord, it is enough.
Amen.
Stay now thy hand.
Amen.
Please stand to your feet. Everyone around the world, join me this morning by the Holy Ghost. Speaking to this foul spirit. You foul spirit of infirmity called coronavirus, it is enough. Stay now your hand. Thus said the Lord, it's enough. Go ahead and begin to blast it. Begin to blast it. Begin to blast it. Begin to blast it. It's enough. Stay now thy hand. It's enough.
It's enough. Stay now thy hand. It's enough. You shall torment the human race no further. It is enough. You shall proceed no further. It is enough. Thus saith the Lord. It is enough. Stay now thy hand. It is enough. Stay now. It is enough. Stay now thy hand. It is enough. Stay now thy hand. It is enough. You shall torment the human race no further. You shall pester the human race no further. The captivity you have heard us in is over. It's enough. Stay now thy hand. Thank you, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Would you sing that song together? Miracle Worker. Amen. As they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against their enemies, and they were all smitten. Hallelujah. Amen. And not one of them escaped. Today's the day. Amen. Amen.
Miracle Worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do your miracle today. Come and do your miracle today. Miracle Worker, miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do your miracle today. Come and do your miracle today. Miracle worker, oh, you are the miracle worker. Come and do your miracle today. Come and do your miracle today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh.
Rejoice.
Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Oh, you are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Miracle worker, you are the miracle worker. Come and do your miracle today. Come and do your miracle today. Powerful healer, you are the powerful healer. Come and heal, so powerful today. So powerful, so powerful today. Powerful healer, Jesus, you are the powerful healer.
Put your hand together,
come and heal. So powerful today.
Come and heal,
so powerful today. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. The miracle working God, your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God, your name is Yahweh.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Well, I'm inviting everyone around the world today to join us in this 3-day fast. As we see the end of coronavirus. Amen. We will see the end of it.
Amen.
We must see the end of it.
Amen.
Esther and the people fasted for 3 days and they saw the back of their enemy.
Hallelujah.
And the Jews were delivered.
Amen.
The same God is still alive today. Amen. Please be part of these prayers and not just fasting, but praying as we fast. And in Jesus' name, it shall be an awesome time.
Amen.
6 p.m. Nigerian time, every day, we'll be gathered together today, tomorrow, and on Friday.
And so we pray in the morning and we pray in the evening, and he will hear us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Welcome to your resurrection month.
Amen.
Whatever is dead or dying inside or around anyone's life, we bounce back to life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
Remember, God who sees our labor in secret, he will reward us openly. So get committed to it. No one in your generation will ever be a victim of any plague.
Amen.
As you pray it off the earth, it will be off your life and your lineage.
Amen.
So commit yourself to it. Whatever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord. Whatever good thing any man does, the same. So every time you pray for someone's rescue, you are securing your rescue.
Yes.
And that of your lineage. That shall be our reward in the name of Jesus. But this captivity must be over this week.
Amen.
Whatever God declares, he delivers. He doesn't need any laboratory. He doesn't need anything to get anything done. Therefore, as we pray and begin to say the reality of what we have prayed, we have committed God to do it.
Amen.
So we are going to hear from heaven.
Amen.
It will be clear God has intervened.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands and give God thanks.
Let's give thanks to God and let's give praise to his name. Let us give thanks and praise unto the name of the Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all glory. Accept our thanksgiving. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Somebody believe, say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Just before we share the goodness, greet your neighbor beside you a happy, happy new month. Happy new month. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Now let's share the goodness of the Lord together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulations, somebody. Be blessed.